Thank you so much for listening to Urbanistica podcast. I am Mustafa Sharif, an urban planner, and you're more than welcome to join my big journey of exploring the making of smarter and more livable cities. Please don't forget to follow Urbanistica on the different social media platforms, and also let's connect on LinkedIn. Big thanks to Urbanistica podcast partner, AFRI. AFRI is an international engineering and design company providing sustainable solutions in the fields of energy, industry, and infrastructure. Are you ready for a new episode? Let's go for it. Welcome back, Guillermo, to Urbanistica podcast.
No, thank you for the invitation. I'm so happy to be with you and to share this amazing new project.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm back to Mexico City. I've been some months in Europe.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to be in my city, organizing amazing event coming this year. Yeah. And of course, showing this new project around the world in the next months. So super happy.
A lot of things happening, like always, no?
Yes, it's the placemaking attitude of layers and of doing things quicker, lighter, quicker, cheaper.
Yeah, but are you having like a summer vacation somehow or no?
No. I think working in placemaking is like being in vacations full time.
That's and nice.
Enjoying life. So
yeah,
not yet.
Yeah. So I just watched the Placeman movie. I love it, and I love to talk with you about the movie. And before we start, give us like a short highlight about you, what do you work with now, and so on to our new listeners.
Yes, so my name is Guillermo Bernal. I'm the director of The Placeman. It's my first movie. I'm so happy. It's a project I started last Halloween, last November. In New York City, and I right now I have two roles on my work. I'm executive director of Placemaking Mexico, where I help the organization sustain their actual programs and their development of the network in Mexico. But also, I started 6 months ago a new role as global program director for Placemaking X, where I'm trying to bring the knowledge I learned from almost 10 years working here in Mexico, creating a program that is successful, helping more than 500 communities in my country, to a global perspective and help right now 19 networks, or potentially 42 wow. networks in the next years to develop programs around the world.
That's amazing. You're becoming the new placeman, no?
No. The placeman is Fred Kent, and I just want to be a facilitator of communities, and I want the people to be empowered and.
Yeah, and like from here, like from Placemaking Europe Network, we also love your energy. So like keep up the good work. So let's watch the trailer, and then after that we get into our questions. What do you think?
I think it's a fantastic idea, and I wish you guys enjoy, and then we have some conversation.
Let's watch it.
If you plan your cities for cars and traffic, you get more cars and traffic. If you plan for people and places, you get more people and places. Placemaking is the most basic idea of people helping to make their community, their lives better. Let's say to get from inadequate to extraordinary. We really destroyed communities and downtowns because of this fear of who would be using them. So cities have to be reborn. So if you want to seed a place with activity, start with ice cream. To replace drug dealing with coffee and ice cream is not a hard sell. And we had to do lighter, quicker, cheaper interventions to show people that there's a different route. We're still not there. We really need global transformation. If it's done around placemaking, it'll save the planet.
So let's get into the movie. Tell me, like, the background of making this movie.
Yeah, so last year was Fred's 80th birthday.
Yeah.
And was 50 years of himself working fully on placemaking. So I've been close to them for the last 6-7 years, and I got this the capacity of producing this movie, and yeah. Also the friendship and the openness of Fred and his sons and the family and of course Steve and Kathy and everyone around them in New York City to show me their archive and give me the time to go in deep into an interview with Fred that I got it into. It was a 2-hour interview that I actually got into a 19-minute movie.
Nice.
To make it short and make it also direct and portray my vision on how I see placemaking into Fred, and I think Fred liked it, so I'm super happy about it.
Yeah, by the way, also, like, shout out to Fred, the legend of placemaking, and happy birthday to you, Fred. But tell me, so, like, this is like a birthday gift to Fred, right?
Well, I think it's a birthday gift to Fred, but also it's a way to share what the Fred's vision to everyone. It's a way to showcase that the legacy of Fred is not about Fred or about his organizations or his photographs, but about the impact this created around the world and around the US first, and then around the world, creating public spaces. So for me, it's a helping community. So for me, that's the big message of the movie.
Yeah. So you got the idea of making the movie. And who is in your team? Like, how did you bring together a team to produce this movie? And like, when you ask Fred, like, hey, Fred, we want to make a movie, what did he say?
He said yes. And the first thing he said is, of course, yes. And I told him, can we go in 2 weekends? And he said, sure. So, you know, it's a small production. We didn't have a big budget, but we have a lot of energy and a good team of, I had an amazing, it's a neighbor here in Mexico that it's a amazing photograph director that helped me with the movie. And he had a lot of experience, of course, in past work and an amazing post-production team that helped me also with the color correction and the sound correction that's super professional. And so... Yeah, so it was a really fast idea. I wrote a script. I wrote a script. Then I just went to film it. So it's like, besides this, it's encouragement to a lot of people to start new things and to be encouraged to produce their dreams in the lighter, quicker, cheapest way they can. And this is a way also to transform and understand that things can happen fast and can be successful or not, but it's also okay.
Yeah. This is what I love, how to say. You got the idea after a few weeks, like you get it running and making the idea come a reality. And now, like, I just watched the movie. It's so good. Like, looks like a super, super professional Hollywood movie, you know, like with good camera, good images, good videos from the old time, from the new time. So, like... really well produced movie.
Yeah, so it was a of course obviously a retrospective about Fred, but also a retrospective about myself. I've been into the placemaking movement for almost 10 years, and I just make this account, but I've been helping and supporting our other organizations, but we made the account of 500 communities in Mexico. In the 32 states we have in Mexico, I have done something. So it was also a way of me making a retrospective of my work. And yeah, so I decided to do this. I had so many ideas on the pipeline. You know, I wanted to write a book.
Nice.
Then I maybe no one will read it, or some people will read it. And then I said, okay, let's go to the other side. Let's do TikToks. To be fair, I'm not a good dancer, and neither I was thinking it was too ephemeral. Then I arrived in the middle and said, okay, let's do a short documentary movie 20 minutes, and we finished with 19-minute movie.
Really good. But tell me, where can our listener watch it?
Yes. So the movie was filmed last November. Mm-hmm. We finished the post-production around March this year.
Cool.
We did a first screening in Brooklyn with mm-hmm. friends and family of Fred. We had super successful, super beautiful with his full theater on his Brooklyn local theater. And we are starting a campaign to show the movie in different film festivals this mm-hmm. year. And also showing it to friends and family of the placemaking movement. So to be sure, our next two screenings are September 7 and 8 online.
Okay,
so cool. You can go to theplaceman.org, and then you can book your private screening there with us. 7 and 8, we have two times. That works good for America, Europe, and Asia. Yeah. So that's the next one. And the next one we have is in Detroit when we are celebrating the 10 years of the global placemaking movement launch in Detroit. And also the movie touches the fantastic work of Fred on Detroit.
Yeah.
So we're actually screening it on the campus Martius, where this square that Fred helped reimagine as the heart of the community of Detroit and has been super successful in 10 years. So we are showing the movie there.
Cool.
And yeah, we are doing that next screening. But we are open to show the movie from now till this year in private screenings for anyone interested to see it. And it's everything that we are getting from it will help do a second movie, but also about the global movement.
Yeah.
And we are looking for that, definitely that production funding. And then we want to make the movie available worldwide December 1st this year, so everyone can go and watch it online whenever they want and can and show
that's awesome.
December 1st is our worldwide release.
I will put the link in the episode description so people can click and book the screening time so they can watch it. It was so, how to say, funny and stupid from my side, because the first time you screened the movie in the US, I saw the post on LinkedIn. I just booked without like checking that it's actually URL and it's not online.
We want to make the movie as wide available as possible, but we also grow this strategy of creating the momentum, and I think the way to showcase Fred, it's also with a little bit of a strategy to show it in film festivals and making some private screenings with friends and family. And definitely we wanted to get some input. We had, after these first screenings, we did another pre-production and we changed some little things and some details that were 100% accurate. But now you saw the final...
It's beautiful.
The final color and sound correction.
Yeah. Movie. Tell me, so what is the message that you want to deliver with this movie to our placemaking community and to the entire world?
Yeah, so I know Fred is it's this legendary figure that started the movement 50 years ago.
Yeah,
but he do not see him that way. He's a humble and down to earth person that really believe he is. He really believes he's not the placemaker. He believes the community is the expert, and the people that are on their communities are the ones that are transforming their public spaces and their lives. And if a message I want to share with all of us and all of us in our community is that our work is less important than the impact and the capacity that we create on others. So that's actually what Fred inspired me to transmit, and that's what I'm transmitting in the movie.
Awesome. That's awesome. How do you feel now? Like, because you are also part of different or in touch with different communities, doing different projects within placemaking. How do you feel about your work? Do you also like feel, okay, it's the communities, the network, or no, it's also about you contributing to this?
Yeah, it's definitely that's a discourse of introspective and ego and yeah, reviewing your work and reviewing your like us, man, like we are starting our life and are working onto this field, and it's about realizing that whatever I have achieved or I should achieve or I can achieve is less about me and more about the impact we create. So So it feels good. It feels good to see someone as Fred, as that have got into so many ups and downs on his career, since he's a child, since he finished high school, then when he went to university, when he started his first work with William White, then he went to when he met the Rockefellers, and then he met Mike Bloomberg, and then he went to create his first organization, and then how everything turned out at the end, and then how he reinvented himself into these moments. And I think his greatest contribution is this reinvention, but it's reinventing because it was never about him.
Yeah,
it was always about the collectiveness, and that's what actually has made him so strong and such a great figure. So this is a learning I get, and definitely it's my vision. It's the vision I see, how I see him and how I see the movement. But I wish people will enjoy it and will see some similarities and can resemble to them as well.
That's beautiful. So if you can share with our listeners, what will they see in the movie without like spoiling the details? Like it's 90 minutes movie in English. So what will they see, like a highlight from the movie?
Yeah, so it's a 90 minute movie with subtitles in English right now, but it will be available December 1st with subtitles in any language.
Yeah.
They want to see it. And they're gonna see the a little short Verde travel from Fred from his basement to he lives in Brooklyn, so from the basement of Brooklyn to the island of Manhattan and to Bryant Park and Rockefeller Center and back to his house to work a little bit on his actual project right now, and then to a birthday celebration on his backyard. So it's a day of with Fred, basically. And in that travel, they will see also how Fred remembers his legacy, and since he's a child, since the actual global movement we are working all of us right now. So it's flashbacks. It's very short. It's not in-depth movie about the tools and the practice of placemaking, but it has also a little bit of educational purpose around the Power of 10. That is one of his methodologies, and the Place Game as one of his tools. He and the amazing team of Pray for Public Spaces created. So it showcased a little bit of that also.
Yeah.
But it's basically a day with Fred and how he is. So it's that.
It's good. It's a good movie. I from my side, I want to watch it like one more time to enjoy it, to see the more details and so on. I'm curious about behind the scenes, like when you were filming and so on. What was the funniest moment during this production?
Yeah, so definitely interviewing Fred. Fred is a fantastic character, and he gives so much information in a way that I now understand after watching many times the interview. I understand how he layered his ideas. So I think that has been like the most fascinating and funny part. Also going to his archive, he have potentially around 1 million pictures he have taken.
Wow.
Globally, I know part of his archive is being taken now by the. I wanna be precise on the. I don't wanna be unprecise on this, but I think it's the New York Library is okay. taking part of his archive to archive it.
Nice.
Also going to the archive and seeing so many, so many great pictures and so many. I saw the picture of the picture, like he and the video. He was taking a picture of someone, and he was actually. I saw that picture, and I see. I have a video of him taking that picture.
Okay.
You know, like so, making Fred the first guy. Making really viral and even starting like Insta, you know, like with his blog and so many pictures.
Yeah.
I think that's such a good thing. So that's behind the scenes and. I tried to portray a little bit the movie also with this idea of him taking pictures.
Yeah.
So you see the movie, it's a little bit like
yes,
moving
yes.
And it's portraying him as how he actually worked.
Yeah,
he's a person that worked more with images and ideas and obviously I also portrayed a little bit Kathy Madden. That helped him structure
his
and
wife,
him get the philosophy and also Steve Davis who helped him also with the organization and the programming and how to get the organization running. So it was great to be with them and they opened me their house, so I was super happy.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's also like for our listener, Fred and Kathy documenting their journeys and places they visit and on the Social Life Project. I will put the link. And there you can see images and like cases from different cities. So it's really, really big library of project, of real world projects. So not only like concept and so on, but like actually they were observing people having fun in the places and living in different places. So I really recommend you also to take a look on this website. So this was the fun moments. What was the less fun moment in making this?
Well, producing a movie, it's fun to film it and go there and do it. I'll say the bring it together, the post-production of the movie and definitely you know, bringing everything together and then it becomes the challenge of trying to transmit the idea short. And even now, you know, getting the ideas concise and precise and get Fred and the team to like it and to be agree with it. That was the challenge.
Yeah. No, but you made it, how to say, you put together the images and the videos in a really beautiful way. So really good job from my side. 5 of 5 stars.
Yeah, thank you. And this is less a work for me, to be honest. It's also a work for others to review it and see it and tell me what they think of placemaking.
But
a message I got from this, and I really wanted to, and this was the hard part also for me, was I wanted to give the message that placemaking is less about ideology. It's less about the left and right and the south and the north and the gap, this and that. It's more about the actual doing and the way of doing things because they feel okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is we have the trailer and we portray there a little part about ice cream. You know, he says, just start with ice cream, just start with the simple things. You know, just people need to sit in the street, bring benches. It's people need shade, bring shade, people need water, bring water. It's not about if it's left or right or south or north.
Mm-hmm.
It's about doing what it's obvious to have there, and this is something that Fred have shown us, that doing that can create a exponential and snowball effect onto the profession, onto the planning, architecture, and the mobility and the transportation discipline.
Yeah, this is what I love about placemaking, is that it's less talking, more doing, actually, like making the place instead of like just talking and strategies and so on. But it's also like things happening, you know? So it's a gift that we have, like this placemaking action.
Yeah, so Fred had so many great phrases. So in the movie, we can listen some of Fred key phrases that he have, he have said in to many years of his conferences and his work. And yeah, and the one where he compared, he says that if architecture is frozen music and planning is composition, placemaking is improvisational street performance. So it's like this. So it's like these messages and these ideas of doing stuff, and that's how he defined placemaking. And I think I love it. And
yes,
I hope people can also relate to this.
Yeah, they will as well. So thank you so much for sharing with us, like a highlight about your work with the movie. I will put the links in the description so our listeners can watch it as well. And my last question for you before we end, how or what is your next movies? What is going to be about? I believe you start already dreaming and thinking about the next movie.
Yeah, so now we are organizing the first Global Placemaking Summit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a moment where 250 global leaders will join us in Mexico City in 2 months, November 1st to 5th. It's less a conference. It's not a conference. It's not a place where people can apply and do keynotes and show their work, but it's a place where people can show and use their work to create global agendas for the actual 19 and potentially 42 regional networks that we are creating.
Yeah.
So my next project will be, it's right now, it's writing the script to get this message through in the summit. So we're going to have some cameras, and we're going to try to film some of the people here in the summit to show this message.
Yeah, yeah. So I wish you all the good luck, and thank you so much for what you're doing, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, and please follow us on social media, on PlacemakingX, and theplaceman.org. It's a website of the movie.
Yeah.
There you can see the trailer. And any questions, please send me an email, and I'll be happy to answer it.
Yeah, big thanks.
Thank you.